ISIS growth in Pakistan is going pretty much unnoticed. Despite upheaval throughout Africa, one ministry's vision remains true. And it's time to pack up your grandma and hit the road. That's exactly what happens in one story in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Islamic State and Al-Qaeda are teaming up in Syria, and more Middle East groups are pledging alliance to the caliphate. Meanwhile, ISIS growth in Pakistan's going virtually unnoticed. Nia Myers, the Pakistani director for Forgotten Missionaries International.
More than 400 Islamic State leaders are in Pakistan. They are operating in Syria and Iraq from Pakistan.
Based on what they're seeing on the ground, FMI's Bruce Allen says Pakistan will soon join Iraq and Syria in the headlines.
What we anticipate in just the next few weeks or months, there will be an attack here in Pakistan.
FMI is helping national pastors prepare for challenges, yet still wisely share about Christ and his salvation. You can find ways to help and pray for them at missionnetworknews.org.
Ministry is needed and moves forward in the midst of chaos. And chaos does not have the final word. The light of Christ does.
Next, the Rohingya in Burma have two options: stay and starve, or flee by boat and risk getting robbed, trafficked, or killed. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development says last year, 50,000 Rohingya chose the second option.
The larger number of that 50,000 ended up either dead when they set sail on these boats, dead from starvation and dehydration and such, because the conditions on those boats is terrible, or captured and interned, tortured and abused.
Partners, working in crisis condition, does its best to help. What they accomplish, Gumer says, opens opportunities to speak about Jesus.
When they ask us what our secret is, we have the opportunity to describe that secret, that the hope of glory is alive in us, that Jesus, when he said to love him with our whole heart and love our neighbor as ourselves, we take that very seriously.
Visit our website to learn how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Biblica Africa works through 12 countries to provide the Word of God, but a lot's changed in the 38 years since they began. We caught up with Carl Muller, the new CEO of Biblica, while he was in Nairobi, Kenya, meeting the teams. Today, their leaders are challenged by terror groups like the Boko Haram, the Islamic State, Al-Shabaab, and Al-Qaeda. Even so,
we're still capable at Biblica of distributing hundreds of thousands of Bibles in vernacular languages into areas where Christians are persecuted, and they're still seeing the Bible readership in these areas go up.
What's interesting is the problems faced by the African church are similar to those faced by the church in North America.
Christians aren't reading their Bibles as much as they should, and we're very committed to having not only having everyone have a Bible, but actually being able to read deeply from it.
What it boils down to is the more the world changes, the more things stay the same. See, people in distress look for hope, and they find it in God's Word. You'll find full details at our website.
Pray for our community Bible experience so that people who have Bibles will be challenged to read them in a new way.
In other news, pack up your grandma, start walking. New Tribe's mission reports about 2 hours from Amoy Village in the Asia-Pacific region, Bible lessons are being taught, and the oldest woman in the village wanted to hear those stories. Knowing she couldn't walk the distance, a family member carried her in a string bag. Upon arriving, she said, and these are her words, "I've come because of the Creator's talk. I'm really excited to hear it, so I've come to listen. Pray that people in hard-to-reach places will receive the gospel." And imagine loving a prostitute who is addicted to drugs and trying to support her family. Reach Global Crisis Response is doing just that with the help of college-aged young adults. Teams are taking 7-week journeys, traveling anywhere from New Orleans to Southeast Asia. They're caring for, ministering to, and loving the unlovely. The next set of trips takes place from June to August, and spots are still open. You'll find the details on how you can sign up at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're discussing these stories and more on our Facebook page. Just search for Mission Network News to find us. You'll find links to our Facebook group, YouTube, and Twitter pages at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.